USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is confident that things will work out with North Korea. During a White House news conference on Wednesday, the president says he's taking his time to restart negotiations on denuclearization of the North.
Strong force. We're the strongest force in the world, but that's a strong force. And we started off a very rough relationship, and I think we have a very good relationship right now. So we'll see what happens. I'm in no rush.
A Democratic-led House panel is recommending that Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of Congress. A vote in the Oversight Committee fell along party lines.
On this vote, we have 24 yeas and 15 noes.
Democrats have been demanding more documents from Barr and Ross in a growing dispute over a planned citizenship question on the 2020 census. Now, Barr and Ross have given up over 30,000 documents already. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A new poll shows President Trump is trailing former VP Joe Biden by double digits in a 2020 potential matchup. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden, who has been clearly the Democratic frontrunner in several recent polls, also has a lead over President Trump in the latest Quinnipiac survey, 53% to 40%. And it shows five other Democratic contenders also leading President Trump. Among them, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, leading President Trump 51% to 42%, and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts leads the president 49% to 42%. The White House says the polls were wrong in 2016, and they're probably wrong again. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The bill to permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is moving forward in Congress. Today, the House Judiciary Committee unanimously voted for the measure. The Senate is working on a similar measure. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Recapping one of our top stories today, President Trump and the President of Poland are holding a joint news conference at the Rose Garden. The President was asked about China and tariffs.
Like a lot of countries, they subsidize those goods. We haven't had inflation. And, you know, they keep saying that the American taxpayer is paying for it. No, very little. And what it really does mean is that a lot of those companies that are in China are going to be moving back to the U.S. You have car companies, General Motors as an example, that built plants in China. Well, that doesn't work out too well when you have the tariff wall up, because now they're going to have to get through that, and they can't really get through that. So maybe they'll start building plants in the United States instead. I think that we'll end up making a deal with China. We have a very good relationship, although it's a little bit testy right now, as you would expect. I think they really have to make a deal. A lot of companies are leaving China, as you know. It's in all the reports, and they're going to Vietnam and various other places, and they're also coming to the United States to make their product because they don't want to pay the tariff. And there is no tariff if you do it in the United States. People don't realize that. You know, they say the tariff, but there is no tariff if you don't do it. You know, if you just do exactly as I say, you bring your company back to the United States.
The Stanley Cup Final is down to one final game. The Boston Bruins will host the St. Louis Blues tonight in Game 7 at TD Garden in Boston. The Bruins evened up that series by winning in St. Louis in Game 6 on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.